Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Kakua. I just met a boy named Kakua, and suddenly my ass will never be the same to me.
It's Kakua, by the way.
Take it, Poodle.
It doesn't sound right. Kakua. I just saw a boy named Kakua. And suddenly I know his dick could really show me how to live. Kakua.
Fuck me hard and it's all, and I'm screaming.
I can even tolerate your adult braces.
Kakua, I need to see your dick. Kakua. The most beautiful dick I've ever seen. Kakua.
It's huge.
I'm here to tell you. I didn't even. Y'all, this is a single life.
Season two, episode one.
I'm
single and ready to mingle.
A lot of times, I don't love your cold opens.
Uh-huh.
I'll just tell you that.
I don't love yours.
That was really good.
Thank you.
I normally say, I hope it's good.
But he does.
In my head.
I didn't even, y'all, Kakua is so hot.
Kakua.
It sounded like Kakua to me.
I know.
Kakua is so hot. That I didn't
Kakua,
even
yeah.
I didn't even text you about it because I just wanted you to experience it.
Oh, I want to experience it. Holy fuck.
Holy shit, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kakua.
So,
Kakua. You know, in it is spelled like C-A-C-U-A.
Yeah. So Kakua though. No, I'll try to say it right because it's
Kakua.
A statement.
Kakua.
Kakua. Because didn't she say like Kakua? So it's not Kakua.
It's not Kakua.
That's the way we say it in Oklahoma. Like you're
Kakua.
Driving through
Kakua.
Like Ennis.
No, we're not doing this today.
Y'all.
Hell no.
This is the ridiculous of our lives. This is the day before our first live show. We have so much shit to do. And we've got to do two podcasts today.
It just worked out that
because
way.
Because we're just ramrodded by content right now.
It's a lot of content.
We're doing Lalu after this.
Lalu after this, because we always do Lalu on Saturday
we
since
do.
It airs on Friday. But this came on yesterday, on Friday.
Yes.
Because it's, I don't know when the podcast, when does this go out?
This, we haven't decided.
We need to talk about
when
that.
When does this show air?
Fridays.
Fridays? We'll drop it on Sunday. Because Lalu drops on Patreon, yes. And this drops on...
Yes.
Oh, this drops on Patreon,
this drops on Patreon,
too.
The $5.
Oh, well...
It could drop on Saturday, I guess.
Well, I guess I'm editing after this. Sure.
Well, we could do it on...
No, let's drop it today. You're right. We'll drop it on Saturdays. Well, you know what? We'll drop it in whatever we goddamn can.
No one gives a shit about any
of
this.
No one gives a shit. Now, some people do give a shit about is that before we jump in, we are... Poodle, make an announcement, please, about some people we're not covering on this.
Oh, we're not covering Big Ed. I think we talked about it last season on The Single Life when that we finished the season. The breaking point for us, couple of things. And the reasons why we have not covered people is not really to cancel them.
No.
That's not our intention. What our intention is to, number one, we have a hard problem with TLC supporting this. And so after TLC saw everything they did with Big Ed, they had to have heard the phone call with him and Liz.
Which just called her a fucking idiot over and over for about 5 minutes.
Was really one of the hardest things to listen to. And it was complete straight up verbal abuse, emotional abuse.
Yes.
TLC knew that and chose to cast him on The Single Life, or Discovery Plus, we should say. Discovery Plus cast him on The Single Life season 2 anyway.
Yeah. So
with that kind of thing, that's us just saying we're not going to participate.
Yeah. So
us saying, I'm out.
Cray-Cray was, they're actually.
Yeah, in solidarity with Cray-Cray with us.
Yeah.
But you guys, feel free to watch him if you like. It's just not for us.
I'm not judging you for it, even if you want to watch him.
I am a little.
But anyway, so we're not going to be covering, but we will be
covering. We won't be covering his.
Everyone else.
Oh.
What?
First impressions.
I was texting Sissy Jordana about this because she's the one that messaged us about Kakua. And, but I messaged her and I said, I'm really angry at myself that I enjoyed this so much and that this is well done.
The thing about The Single Life...
I thought it was pretty good.
It is well done, and the stories are... The story is just starting out. The story of finding love after being rejected or something burning down on you...
It's compelling.
...is very compelling.
The stakes are higher.
I think...
What about you?
Now, I'm going to say this. It's not that I feel like a lot of people were really disappointed with this cast because they say, there's no one I can root for.
Nope.
For me, that's not what this show is about. For me, this show is a full body cringe of terrible dating.
It is cringe, but why was I rooting for Mother Debbie?
Mother Debbie's going to be hard the show.
I'm like so rooting for her.
I'm
to
so
find love.
Happy that someone who's almost, we're actually seeing a woman who's almost 70.
Who's sexual.
Who's talking about liking to have sex. And y'all, people have been putting online, they're really grossed out about it. I think what Mother Debbie is doing is very fucking brave.
I do too.
And so
I do too.
I respect her for it.
Sissy Jordana said the same thing too. So I think
I'm 100% here for her.
I'm here for her. I want Pee-wee to find love too. I hope
another mole.
Yes, I hope he has a mole on his face.
Pee-wee meets a mole named Martin.
That's what we're hoping for.
So maybe Pee-wee likes other male moles.
Oh, Pee-wee's gay for sure.
Or maybe moles don't have either gender or sexual preference.
Yeah.
Or sexual orientation. Did I just say sexual preference like it was in the 80s?
He would meet a mole named Alex.
Yes. He's non-binary.
We don't know. Whatever. No. So.
Maybe moles don't have gender.
Okay. I'm glad that you said that because I was like, am I just stressed out about our live show? Am I breaking down? Why am I getting moved by this? But I was.
No. It was. It's going to be the heart of the show.
But also.
Her journey.
Also this. Y'all, this cast, I didn't realize these casts are kind of the misfits.
They are the undateables.
The undateables, people that feel kind of outcast, like who
except
knew?
For Sinjin.
Except for Sinjin. And we haven't seen him yet.
He wasn't on it.
Who knew that, like, it's like watching the fucking Little Mermaid, watching Natalie trying to dance and discover the beach and be in the sunshine with her crazy eyes.
A lot less empathetic. You still think she's a nut.
She's a nut.
Now, it's going to be funny to watch her try her best to be normal.
It is.
In front of a guy. Because I will say, y'all, Mike is a piece of shit.
He is a piece of shit.
We know he's a gaslighting piece of shit. He kind of accepted her crazy, though.
He kind
of
did.
That was part of the allure for him.
So you wonder...
She's going to need someone who knows that that crazy is built in.
Yes. Her friend Julia is a PA, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fake friend.
Just checking.
Y'all, you can smell a fake friend a mile away.
It's true. So we're going to jump in. Before we do that, we're going to remind everybody to go to our Linktree link for our live shows. We will say it's not going to – this is at our $5 tier for our Patreon and Super Sissies. In the middle of this show, we're going to say we're taking a commercial break. That's just because in about 4 months, when TLC airs this on
regular
TV, we are going to take a commercial for this. And so then we'll just have that built in.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's what's going on. Little confusion. I was messaging with Veronica of Tim and Veronica.
Yeah.
And I asked, I said, are y'all doing Pillow Talk? She said, it's a weird thing. Pillow Talk isn't going to be on Discovery Plus yet. They're airing the first two episodes on TLC. And then
interesting.
They're putting them on Discovery Plus. It's a weird thing, but...
They haven't figured this out yet.
But they are. But Tim is going to be watching this with Yennefer and commenting on it.
Y'all,
that's going to be good.
He has on Bears All, he's tried to be classy about it. I will give that to Tim. He's like, you know, those two deserve each other, and he's dead right.
He's dead right.
Because she comes off, well, we're definitely going to talk like, they both, her and Jesse, come off just the thirstiest motherfuckers ever.
They're woke.
They're
people.
Fake.
They're that word or whatever.
They're fake like people.
Yeah, they're fake people.
They're fake people.
Yeah.
I don't think woke is the same thing as fake.
Well, that's, but you know how different... some people like, not woke, but they're, I guess some people use that word in a way that just means that they know better than other people.
Oh, I just think they're both walking Instagram thoughts.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that don't really have anything there.
No, except for a really good ass.
That Jesse has, yeah.
Yeah. Well, her too, if you're into that.
The front, not so much.
No.
I'm going to tell you that now.
Let's jump into this, shall we?
Shall we? So we're skipping Big Ed, and we will start with Nathalie.
Nathalie.
Who lives in St. Petersburg, Florida, because it sounds Russian.
It sounds Russian. It made me laugh.
It did.
It made me laugh.
Now, Natalie, you guys, is never going to be actually funny. She's always going to be unintentionally funny.
Unintentionally funny. Kind of like Marion Bertani, which, by the way, did you see, y'all? The cringe tier is going to go strong. Extreme
I did,
Sisters.
And I'm upset.
Smothered and I Love a Mama's Boy were all renewed. I don't know about You,
I
Me, and My Ex.
I don't know about You, Me, and My Ex.
We
that's
don't know.
That's the one that I feel like could
it
not
was the
work.
Least favorite, but I am so excited for Extreme Sisters.
Yeah, not so much over
and
here.
And Smothered. Oh, ugh. So anyway, y'all,
I need to take my Pepto.
I love it that Natalie. I almost have to stand up to do it.
Oh,
I
no.
wish we were doing the video. She's just walking around on this beach. Kind of like she's in a music video, like she's an extra.
She really does think that she's in an American movie. She thinks she's fucking Bo Derek. That's an old reference.
No!
No one knows who Bo Derek is. But no, she's walking around the
beach. She's going to die now.
Like everyone's looking at her. She's like, yes. Making model
like
faces.
She looks like a pony prancing at like a parade.
What was that sound you just made?
I breathed in. I went, I'm telling you.
So she's got her in the moments, she's got her Naomi from Mama's Family top on.
She does.
You know, but it is 4th of July.
4th of July.
It is congratulations.
Congratulations. And she knows.
Congratulations, USA.
And she knows, though, what? She knows what 4th of July is.
She does.
And she even says, this is kind of like I'm celebrating
my independence.
My independence. Because here's the deal, y'all. She's been in Florida for 4 months. And since she left Sequim, and she
is Squim.
Squim. She is. They are. She says that her and Mike decided to. They're not getting divorced.
Y'all, this was unclear.
No, it's meant to be unclear because I think y'all, that's some paperwork shit.
Yeah,
because she knows if Mike divorces her,
she's gone.
She's gone. So something. Either TLC stepped in to help her
that
stay.
That is interesting.
Or maybe Mike is getting a cut of what she's making on the single life.
Oh my God, that might actually be.
This is all my conjecture, so it, none of it's fact. But that's
that
what
would
I
make
think.
Sense because on the tell all, he's like, yeah, we're still married. He's like, I could just cut her off, I guess.
And he was supporting her.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons there, because otherwise she can't work.
She can't work right now.
So it's like, who's paying the bills?
So actually, I don't even know if TLC can pay Natalie.
I don't think she can. They can.
I think they probably, because that's what happens a lot of times. People will pay the American, and the American just has to, they're expected to give that person money.
Well, think about it. That's the only, they can pay Jesse. I guess.
Well, they're not in the U.S.
Right.
That's totally different. They're
so that makes sense because she is the only foreigner in the U.S.
I guess. So. Everybody else is, yeah.
That's an interesting concept.
So that's why I think they're not. That's why I think somebody does due diligence. I don't
it's
know.
It's a
maybe
little
Melanie
bit of a bamboozle, isn't it?
It
does feel like she's looking for love, but she's also still married, and she's kind of single-ish.
They agreed to separate and see other people. Because I think, doesn't Mike have a girlfriend now?
Yeah, supposedly. He's got, that he met in Vegas or something.
She's just sitting up there in that winter.
Wood and COVID. I want to say my favorite quote of the entire episode happened when Julia, her fake friend, said, "So I'm going to go get you a drink." And Natalie said, "Okay, I wonder now."
I wonder. And she just walks around.
She's walking around in her bikini saying, Do I look good?
Walking around on the beach, minding my own little self.
And she's just trying to get, she's like, I'm so embarrassed. American men will just come up to you. I'm like, that's what you want.
That is
don't
what you want.
Don't act like you don't want any of this.
Because it's been a while. So I said that
she's also thirsty.
I said she left Squim 4 months ago, but that when she left Mike that we saw, that was 6 months ago. So it's been 6 months. She ready.
But she like just randomly introduces herself to this young guy. She's like, hello, I am Natalie. He's like, hello, I'm Josh. And they just kind of sit there.
And he's like, she's like, what are you doing? He's like, we're playing cornhole.
What is cornhole?
It's cornhole. And then, corny. It sounds like cornhole.
It's just so unintentionally ridiculous.
And then she takes the cornhole thing and it's so Russian where normally people kind of lightly underhand. She just fucking takes her hand back and just like throws it like Nolan Ryan.
She's throwing a rock at a protest in Red Square.
Exactly.
Hey! It did seem pretty extreme.
It did. I guess she did good.
Like striking coal miners.
She did.
She's throwing a rock. So she talks about how she left Skabim, which was dark, like my all-time favorite Natalie word, horror movie.
Horror.
Dark like horror movie.
Horror movie. And so.
She talks about Hookergate a little bit.
She talks about Hookergate, but she also says, you know, she's like, I know I'm married on papers, but the problem, Mike, she says, y'all, this is, by the way, this is, I don't know if they're going to edit this, water this down for TLC. I think,
they'll
though,
have to.
They're smart because they're editing this, y'all. They had the beginning before this aired, said, this is intended for mature audiences.
Yep.
And I went, what? And then you hear Mike, the flashback of Mike yelling at Natalie, saying fucking.
Fuck.
People cuss. There's a lot of explicit talk about sex
on this.
I loved it. It was great. So much so, Natalie. So just so you know, if you're thinking like, is it worth it to buy on Discovery Plus?
Amen.
Well, you're listening to us, so you probably. But no, I just want to say, Natalie says, I like to be in fucking charge.
Yeah.
She wants
to be in charge in a sexual relationship.
And she's like, that is my need. When a huge man is totally under my control. Oh, God. Oh, so, God. I love it. She literally like starts gushing.
For her, sex is about control.
Yes.
So, and that, y'all, as long as everyone is comfortable with that, do that. But boy, what a thing to say.
Again,
when you're looking for partners,
she doesn't know. She doesn't have the filter,
right?
So she doesn't. I'm not saying that sounds bad, but a lot of American men, that's going to be harder to find.
It will,
well, and she'll maybe
she can find niche websites maybe, you know, where one could be her submissive.
She could get a CEO, someone who's like, that happens a lot. Someone who's in charge,
but also,
in their life, but in their bedroom, just wants to be like spanked and whipped.
See, what she wants,
it's like Stan from Lilo.
The tricky thing here is she wants the fully romantic story.
Yes.
But she wants the kink part too.
So she wants, the man to sweep her off her feet and carry her to the bedroom, and then in the bedroom roll over and let her chain him up.
Yeah.
I respect that.
And I think all this is possible. I just think she needs a very specific, I think they're two very different things, and she needs a very specific type of partner.
Yeah.
Who she can talk about this with. I don't think she is going to be very assertive about what she wants,
no,
though. She's just going to hope
the thing with Natalie, she wants men to read her mind.
I think you're right.
Did you notice
what she said? And this was so telling, and we've heard her say it before. The problem with Mike is that he did not fight for me.
And I went, okay, I don't want to defend Mike. Because that is the last thing I want to do.
Come on.
Let's not defend special sauce
She's
here.
She's so full of shit.
But I'm like, he did a lot to fight for you.
Yeah.
And a lot to change for you. Now, he gaslighted you.
Right.
I mean, well, actually, he did a lot and he didn't. But, he was a lot of like word salad, but wasn't ever a meal.
It's more about the way she's talking about it.
Yeah.
Like she wants
him. Like she did nothing wrong.
Yeah, and she wants him to. That everything has to be drama.
Yeah,
it has to be like some type of like movie with Sally Fields or Christine Lottie, where everything has to be just this struggle to make a relationship work. I don't know what movie I'm thinking of.
I can't believe that you said Christine Lottie. She hasn't been acting professionally.
She has been.
Since Chicago Hope.
That's not true. She was on a really great arc in Law & Order SVU as the DA. But she was in a movie called, not Best of
Friends.
I love
Christine Lottie.
Someone's Screaming.
My mother got her hair cut like her one time and it didn't look good.
I love Christine Lottie.
It was too short. My mom looks pretty with long hair.
But
I love Christine Lottie too.
It was Mary Tyler Moore and her when, it's an older movie.
I'm worried now about Bo Derek and Christine Lottie.
She had Mary Tyler Moore had a husband and he died, and then she met Christine Lottie, and Christine Lottie was having an affair with her husband. And then they
scissored?
They did not scissor. It's about their friendship. Not everything has to turn sexual, you pig.
Okay. Let's keep going. So, okay. So,
this show's going to be forever.
So Natalie says, I need my time to recover. And she says, and Julie's like, well, do you know what's happening with Mike? And she says, no idea. And I don't want to know. I'm here to embrace the good.
I totally don't buy that.
Not at all.
You know she's looking up what he's doing on social media.
100%.
I think one of the biggest issues I have with Natalie is, I think, common to everyone on this season, with the exception of Debbie. Everyone is hyper aware of how they are perceived. They all think of themselves as current 90-day celebrities.
Oh, they all do. Yeah, for sure.
And I find all of them insufferable.
The only one, honestly, that probably doesn't think about themselves in an Instagram social media is Mother Debbie.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I think I'm going to have the most, shockingly, the person I'm going to have the most problems is going to be Stephanie. I just know it. She's completely not in the driver's seat of her own life. It's going to irritate me to no end. I've got a lot to say about that later.
I thought this was going to be a short show.
No, I won't have it.
Uh-huh. All right. So, y'all, they go to this tiki bar.
Before that, I want to talk about when she's talking to Julia. And she's like, Julia, teach me this. What do you call small talk?
Oh, yes, because she said, what did she call it? She said,
this small talk.
She's like, I don't know this little conversation.
This little conversation.
And Julia went, little. Oh, you mean small talk. She's like, no, yes, Julia, little conversation.
Julia, teach me little words. Teach me words that are smaller than other words. How do you say? You say, hello? How is weather?
She's like,
I know like weather. Ukraine is cold.
She said, we don't do this in Russia.
Which is true.
Or Ukraine, yeah.
In the Ukraine and like areas of former Soviet republics in Russia, they don't make a lot of small talk.
Yeah.
It's just not cultural. And so, America.
How are you doing? How's your day like?
Nope. They get right to it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the idea that...
And they do in other ways, too.
I know. But it's kind of like the idea that we respect ourselves too much to beat around the bush. And you kind of just jump right into it.
I kind of respect it, being that we're both from a culture that is the complete opposite.
Yeah, it's all about, how's your mama?
It's hours of small talk.
Yep.
And then you, half the time, don't even talk about real shit.
So true.
It's all subtext.
She's like, and I wrote
said
down
subtext instead subtext. Of subtext. Sorry.
So, y'all, Natalie's never going to get small talk. Ever.
Ever.
And
especially with this guy they meet at the tiki bar.
Oh, what a pig.
Oh, golly.
He's like, hey, girls.
Hey. They're like, hi. He's like, I'm here looking for my next ex-wife.
How many?
Did you hear that, Gary?
Did
you hear it? I said the ex-wife joke.
How many old guys with Cialis breath have we heard that from at bars?
Cialis breath, just rosacea face. Like, he's just drunk red face. Not rosacea. I should say drunk face. And he said, you know where I served those divorce papers to my ex?
Who says this?
I put him on her back in bed.
And then
Gary, I used that papers joke. They loved it. It killed. You're so right, man.
Please stop. I hate you for being this person. It's uncomfortable.
Give me a Bud Light, Gary. I'll be right there. Just finish it up with these hoochies.
He makes a penis joke that's like...
The biggest dick I've ever heard, ladies, I've ever held. Well, you know, I'm not gay, so I haven't held a lot of dicks, so I really don't know. But, you know, biggest dicks, mine in my own hand. It's huge.
Then...
It's 5 inches.
Please stop. I hate this person.
Gary, I told him about the dick thing. Don't think they liked it. Well, think of that.
Then he's like... I'm going to take off.
And that's just when he leaves.
So.
Yeah, Gary, fuck these hoes. Yeah, Gary.
Then she's like.
Yeah,
oh, please, boy, please.
I found a new character today.
I don't like him.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Awful.
That is somebody. Oh, he's coming back.
No, that person's awful. So she's basically saying, I feel bad because I am 36 years old, which this must have been filmed earlier because she says she was 37 later.
Yeah.
And maybe by next episode, she'll be 35.
Well, they do the thing, yeah.
But she's saying...
Poodle aging.
She's like, they only come and do sex things. These men, they come up to me, and it's very strange. And they keep saying, Natalie, it's okay. Women get, I almost said Maria, Julia and Tara, another fake friend. And she says... It's normal in the U.S. to get married a little later. Y'all, Natalie's never going to be able to get over this biological clock thing. Every man she meets or she goes out with, she will say, is he father who will give me child?
Exactly.
And is he the one who is going to take care of me forever?
I want to say it's pragmatic.
It's not.
It's not. It's actually delusional.
And so desperate.
And desperate, yeah.
She'll never be able to be breezy.
Mm-mm. But that said, some people aren't breezy. I'm not saying she's unlovable.
No.
I don't think you're saying that either. I just think she is not breezy. So she needs someone that's going to be with her. Kind of like you said, Mike was a shit but he understood her crazy.
Yeah, you need to understand.
We all need someone who understands our crazy because we all have it.
And she needs someone, and what the part of her that we're not seeing, she needs someone she can feel like she's better than them, which she always needed with Mike, from what she had said to him. You know, like, I am very intelligent person.
I'm done.
So she's going to need someone who can kind of be okay with being treated that way, but also strangely want to be able to rescue her from a burning building.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I've got for those two. Shall we take...
We'll take a little break.
And we'll be right back.
Yep.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
It is illusion to think that I would not be back.
You don't
you.
Love me. You never love me. Get out of my life.
Oh, the return of someone we never really wanted to see again.
Never at all. He even says illusion. I wrote that down.
When you have to say your own catchphrases.
Wow.
It's just, y'all, welcome back. Not really. No. Well, I can't imagine there are Jesse fans out there. Are there?
Well, I think people like to watch him because I get it, y'all. This is actually he stopped doing stuff with his face. He looks the better than he's ever looked.
He does look better.
And
there's not a lot of pancake makeup.
No, and he knows what he's playing at because he is naked 50% of the screen time.
It's got a really nice ass and body.
He does.
He's just naked, y'all, for cameras.
He doesn't have a large dick, y'all.
He doesn't.
If you're that one person that is...
it's not a really good dick, I promise.
Finger banging yourself after eating some Funyuns to Jesse, let me tell you.
He's just so gross. The thirst level for Instagram fame, the disgusting way he describes his job. I'm a seeker. I want to travel and I want to know. I would like to live in the life of luxury.
You know what it is, though? But look, a lot of people are on this show. People that we like are fame seekers. We love, the counterpoint, we love Darcy.
Yeah.
But there's a difference of when...
He plays it sincere, though. He tries to
like
be
Kalani.
Super sincere.
Kalani likes to be famous, you know?
Right.
And yes, it's that there is this an authenticity with Kalani,
yeah.
With Darcy. There is not
one drop of authenticity in Jesse.
Like, I don't know who this person is.
No, I don't think he knows who he is.
I don't think he does either.
Again, that's why I said, hey, and I think she's going by Jennifer now, and or earlier she was Yennefer in Tim's season.
Oh, see, I heard her say Yennefer.
Oh, okay, so we'll call her Yennefer.
But he does call her Jennifer.
Yeah. So these are two actual walking Instagram thoughts.
She's a little bit more interesting than him. But not much. But that's just because she's got a little bit of...
I'm grossed out by her now because she keeps referring to Tim as a woman.
That
and
really bothered me.
I'm not
that
gonna, I'm
really
gonna be,
bothered me.
I'm going to be
lot.
Really shitty with her this season.
You can't bitch and say that you want... can't dog
Latin, my list.
Latinx men and say that they're controlling with machismo
and then
call Tim a woman.
And
you
then
fuck.
And then complain about... other men not taking you, not being men and being animalistic with you.
Yes,
it's you're saying what you want, and then you're saying what you don't want on the same side of your mouth. And I know that sexuality and what we want is very complicated, but you can't dismiss someone's sexuality. You are the same mores that you're complaining about. You are perpetuating.
Yeah.
And it makes me furious with you.
Yeah.
I find her, it's going to be, I'll say this, I'm going to try, but I'm going to really have a hard time finding any nice thing to say about her.
Well, yeah, and obviously that's something that really, you know, sets us off.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah. And the whole idea of he's been on social media saying, I fully understand why Jennifer would not be with Tim. You know, look at the track record, basically saying that he's not man enough. So this is all such garbage, such like toxic masculinity garbage.
Yeah.
And for someone like Jesse to champion toxic masculinity, like, it's just ridiculous.
You know what they remind me of? They remind me of that, like, in 10 years, they'll be that couple from Best in Show with braces.
That's mean to talk to do to Parker Posey.
I shouldn't say that to Parker Posey. I should, and whatever, I forgot.
John Michael Higgins.
Yes, I shouldn't say that. That is not fair. You're
right.
It's
not fair.
Not
Busy
fair.
Busy B. but he says, I am the complete package. I am, you know... I love luxury.
Getting beat by these fraud things, just naked.
And what does Jesse do?
No, Jesse. Well, I think he's a full-on like travel influencer right now. Look,
but he said he was there for a marketing in Russia. He's moved to Russia probably because of the tax laws.
It's he's all smoking. Like there are people that we have friends that are legitimate influencers.
Yeah. And I know people who are travel influencers.
And so he's actually probably not making a lot of money. He goes to these places. He's living off things for free.
Yeah.
He gets to live for these things for free because he has, you know, how many people does he have on social media? I don't even know.
Oh, I'm sure it's crazy. But we do get a little bit of, he's saying things like, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Oh, he does have 1.2 million followers.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helps that his body is the way it is.
And then she wants to get with him because guess what? Because we already see it, y'all. There's just pictures of them traveling together.
Yep.
That's all they're going to do is travel together.
This is the thirst couple.
They're perfect for each other.
If you think that this is actual, y'all, only Carl's wife thinks that there's actual love between these two. I've ruined it again for her.
Oh, that little blonde boy I thought found love. But he didn't. He didn't.
I ruined her again.
I guess that Jennifer girl ain't going to find any. Look, shoot her. Go give me my Werther's, okay? Mom's got a dry mouth. Shoot her. Go on.
So,
I will say, God, he is... It really is. His face I don't want to look at, and even his chest is fine. But when he turns around,
I know
he has that beautiful like V back and his ass. It's pretty impressive.
It's pretty ridiculous. I agree.
But again,
my penis and my brain have a fight every time.
It's not my penis. It's not my penis.
It's
my poop shoot, y'all.
So So, but you know his dick is small.
My
so.
Brown eye.
Ooh, my clinker. My fart clapper.
My gay Rusty Aiken.
My gay Aiken. Rusty trombone.
My pop top.
So he is basically, he's
my fart chopper.
He's saying Sorry. Things like, it's an illusion. Y'all, it's so hard to watch this person for me.
Yeah. And so he basically goes on. They talk a little bit about Darcy and all that. We're not going to talk about that.
We forget. We remember when he's like, she threw her Louis Vuittons at me.
Louis Vuitton. And so he says he's not looking for short-term stuff anymore and that he wants...
I'm interested in the person.
Long time. And so he's going to Colombia. To meet... y'all, now I will say, the way that they... If you weren't on social media, the way that TLC led up to this was great.
Chef's kiss, TLC.
Production. Because he says, I'm meeting someone from Colombia, and you're going...
If you were a Carl's wife,
yeah,
you were like, this was a reveal for you.
Oh, my God, Carl! It's that woman who dated your cousin, the one from North Carolina, the one who makes the guns with
Chester
the diamonds on them, the one you got up
This is Tim. It ain't easy being cheesy.
Tim.
Veronica, we were saying, talking about Veronica earlier. Veronica said he likes that impression.
Oh, he does? Yeah. I actually think it's interesting how... Y'all, if you don't watch Pillow Talk, some people like Molly and Cynthia are the same exactly that they are on the show. But other people, you realize if you ask Tim, probably he did not have a good experience filming this show with Jennifer.
No, he did not.
But on Pillow Talk, he's just himself.
He's kind of filterless.
And I would, in a second, hang out with him and have a drink with him.
He's fun.
He's really fun.
I don't love all the gun stuff. But
but for him, it's an art thing. I don't think it's just about shooting, but it is artistic. They are pretty.
just call guns pretty.
I don't know. That weirded me out. I'm not a gun person at all.
It's just you're trying to find some kind of silver lining.
I am. I do. It's my fault. I always will find a silver lining.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's helpful.
No, and sometimes it's sad.
I know, but sometimes someone's in a dark cave of despair.
And that's why I need to call it out.
I need to shine the light for you.
So you think he needed to hear his guns were pretty?
I don't know if he did or not.
Anyway, I'm just saying not everyone needs to have a silver lining shown on them.
I would love a diamond encrusted one right now to stick up your ass.
So Jennifer's basically rock climbing in Bucaramanga. And
yes. It's this beautiful shot.
Yeah. And she's like, all these machistas in Colombia, they're trying to control me, blah, blah, blah. And she talks about Tim and she's like, he repelled me. So she's going open season on him and it's awful.
She is. Y'all, don't forget, remember this is the way Jennifer was the first season. I'm trying to think of like, she almost reminds me of like an evil queen from Snow White or something like that. What movie is this? Is it Stardust where the evil queen is beautiful, but then when they get angry, they transform and become this horrible like hag?
Yeah.
I can't think of that movie. But
she's ugly on the inside.
But that is she really is like really petty and really insecure. And insecure sounds empathetic.
And when she feels disrespected, she lashes out and throws out the lowest hanging fruit possible that he's not a man.
And
he's,
she's not empathetic at all.
Nope.
It's very, this is what will be interesting. I can't believe I'm saying this. I could see Jennifer actually being the one who takes advantage of Jesse.
Yeah. Do you hear what she said? She's like, I want a real man who can make a fire for me. I'm like, but you don't like these, as you call this, machistas.
So what do you want?
It's a very complicated thing, but it's just she is capitalizing on the same standard she hates.
You know what I think why she's upset about Tim still? Actually, I just figured it out. Because, y'all, I get it. She is unbelievably beautiful.
She is.
She is, and, like, gorgeous beautiful.
Yeah, model beautiful.
She does not understand why Tim didn't want to have sex with her.
Want to ravish her immediately.
It's not about Tim. It's that she felt Tim, she felt like with Tim, because Tim wanted to get to know her and wanted to treat her somewhat respectfully and was probably also really intimidated by her and nervous and scared because Tim is just that way. She feels so... That was probably one of the first times in her life she felt not pretty and not desired.
And instead of talking about it, she just got resentful. And he didn't know what was going on.
And just became like a harpy.
Yeah.
Just screaming at him and called, I just figured it out. That's it, y'all.
Congratulations. Or as Natalie says, congratulations, America.
Congratulations, America. I will wonder.
I go wonder. So, you guys, the next thing, she's talking with her cousin, Vanessa. She met Jesse. She's talking about Jesse. She reached out on social media, sent him a message. He responded within a year.
Sorry, I did not see. Whatever.
I need everyone to hear this. If you send someone an Instagram message in a year and they send you something back, they're not interested.
Or, I mean, maybe because he has a million followers, maybe he wasn't following her. So he could have not. He probably, like, I have, not in my followers, but like in my regular requests.
Right.
I have 52 messages right now I haven't read for like 3 or 4 months. But just because we've been busy.
Right.
He probably does. I don't mean to defend him, but I bet in his other messages, he probably has a lot.
And also... they're connected in the same universe.
But he probably doesn't follow people because he's thinking about himself.
True. But, like, the thing about it is, you guys, when you're on a show like this, even if you're in a foreign country, you get a PR person. I'm almost certain. They could have had someone from them.
I bet he goes through them.
I'm talking about her.
Oh.
She could have had a PR person. It's just like, I feel like...
She's a model.
Yeah, I feel like this could have happened so much easier.
I don't know. The youngins, that's how they do. They slide in the dooms.
And the dooms. So she's talking with her cousin Vanessa, and her daughter is 3, Violeta. And she's like, I want a band to be animalistic with me. And then we...
Sex is very important to me.
Yeah, she's saying that. And then we hear about... Kakwa, and who's the other man?
A hush comes over the gaze.
She's like, I know. I went Kakwa.
Every time we say his name, it's like
Kakwa.
I wish we had Gary. Kakwa. Every time we said his name, just put in ooh. Boing, boing,
like the juice harp sound
for our boners.
And then he said, "We haven't had."
She said,
"What?"
She said.
She said, "Sorry." She said, we haven't had I've talked with him. I haven't told him. So obviously she's been talking to this guy and going out with this guy almost and talking to Jesse the entire time she's been seeing this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Already, y'all, that's shitty. That is shitty.
I mean, she says Jesse and her have never been exclusive.
But he's coming to visit her. That's a pretty exclusive thing.
Yeah.
It's very Steven-esque. Steven with a V.
Yeah.
So y'all, we meet Kakwa because she's going to explain that she needs... Now, what I first wrote down, holy fuck.
I wrote...
It's huge.
I just wrote, y'all.
And Kakwa is her high school friend, and she was always...
And I did write... I wrote, y'all, and then I wrote, y'all, it's huge.
It's huge. Y'all, Columbia is up there in the dick chain.
Oh, it is. You know, there is... I've seen
several films.
Yes.
All based in Columbia.
Because there is the Dick Riviera, but there's also in a certain little Columbia...
The Dick Andes.
There is the Dick Andes. Colombia.
Runs all the way up.
Brazil.
Yeah.
Goes up to Costa Rica.
Yeah. Ooh. All of that. No, the Andes don't go up to Costa Rica.
The Andes go up all the way. They go down to South America, and then they come up, and they stop. And
they don't
stop
go all
Mexico.
The way down. The Andes are not a North American thing.
I thought the Andes go like Peru and all that.
Yeah, but that's... But Costa Rica is way up in Central America.
I thought it stops in. Does it stop before Central America? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what I didn't know.
But yeah, Peru. I don't know if they go all the way up to Colombia. I think they probably do.
I don't know.
Or there's another mountain
come
range.
Come at us, Sissy Chris.
But they are. The dick picking around there is spectacular,
oh,
I hear.
It's. Yeah, so they've known each other since high school.
Come at me, Colombian boys.
And so Jennifer tells him, she says, like, look, I'm interested in you. Obviously, I have history with you, but Jesse's coming. And she says, I'm more interested in him.
Yeah.
I'm just, and Kakua says, the best thing that you can say to Poodle whenever Poodle tries to break up with you.
This will make me turn on a dime, too.
And he looks straight at her and he says, the truth is, I don't intend on letting you go like that.
Y'all, even with his adult braces, I'm into it.
He said, I will fight for her because she's the best sexual partner I've ever had.
Oh, my God. And then he's like, do you think he can touch you like I can? Yeah. I ran around the couch. I lost my mind.
He doesn't
touch you like that. There's a stranger in my house.
Boom, boom. Somebody's coming. It's gonna be me.
What?
Somebody's coming.
That's not in the song.
I know, but I was coming.
Oh.
When he says,
I like how he used makeup lyrics and I go, what?
He says, I want to meet him.
Of course you do.
I want to meet this tasteless man. And that's where, because she says he's a Dutchman. And that's where, I want to say exactly what he said. He said, how can a Dutchman compare with a Latino? And that's when he starts saying, will he fulfill you? Never. Will he touch you like me?
No mas.
No mas. Never. He won't fulfill you.
I wrote down, I'm so fucking turned on right now.
I actually, my dick moved. And then, ironically, Kakua says, he's just an illusion. Using Jesse's words against him. And says, hopefully he will be what you want him or imagine him to be.
I'm hoping, and you guys, if you were watching this and you speak Spanish, tell us if that was the exact translation.
I'm interested.
I have a feeling that that might have been a creative translation.
More importantly, I need that Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I need cock shots of Kakua.
If there is an OnlyFans, I'm paying $100 a month already.
I don't know if I pay $100.
What if he's sitting
Someone send him to me.
What if he's sitting there stroking his dick and he's like, will he touch you like me? Never.
Maybe.
Maybe we can bribe. You know what?
I don't pay for porn.
We should put all of these 90-day OnlyFans on our... on our Reality Gaze credit card. It's a business expense.
I don't know if that could be called a legitimate business expense.
Come at us, accountant sissies.
So let's go.
I'm saying, wordless. I think he might be the hottest guy.
He's one of the hottest guys in the universe.
He's the hottest 90-day guy we've ever seen.
Y'all, I mean, usually adult braces are a no-go for me. But I got past them real quick.
For me, he's only a second to DeVar. But you know how I felt about DeVar.
I think he's above DeVar for me.
But he's more your type. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Y'all, that is a sneaky snake.
No, it's not. It is not a sneaky snake. It is a huge bat that hits you over the head with it. It is a... No, like, we're talking baseball bat.
Kakwa!
Kak.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just across your face. Slap, slap, slap. Your face is red, but you don't care.
Let's move on.
I just went somewhere. So,
y'all,
Jesse, of course, is naked in the shower again. How many more butt shots can we have?
That I don't mind.
And he's wearing that kind of bathrobe that looks kind of like a boxing robe.
Which I guess they're not going to show any of that on TLC.
No.
All that. You know what? I bet they're going to cut this down to an hour-long episode on TLC.
Maybe. This was an hour and 35 minutes. So they could, with all the ads, it could be an hour and 25.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe
they'll...
So, oh, they're the 35, and they'll cut the 10 minutes out of... Yeah,
that's what I said earlier, but that's okay.
I didn't listen to you. Didn't want to. God.
So, anyway, he's saying things. Do you know the language he uses with her really, really gets me? He's like, she is such a pure soul. She's such a beauty. He's always talking about women being pure and kind, and there's, he never, and he's like talking about attractive, but he talks about sex and human attraction in a very cerebral and like tries to be a very poetic way.
Yeah, he thinks he's a philosopher.
It's very bloodless.
Yeah,
and it just tells you he is an illusion.
Said it before with Darcy. Y'all, he's a sociopath. Yeah. I don't think he has empathy at all for people. He doesn't know
It's a very dangerous person, really.
He does not know how to feel emotions.
So they go to the airport, and then basically Jennifer is meeting him at the airport. She's nervous because what if they don't have chemistry? Oh, my God. What's going to happen? Spoiler alert. Of course they're going to have chemistry because they're going to use each other.
They're still together.
Shocking.
Shocking. So.
Shocking.
Oh.
Shall we talk about Gibby?
Hey,
come
Mom.
On, Pee-wee. We're gonna go find the guy, Pee-wee.
Oh, Mom, I've been looking for a mole.
We can go find the guy.
Really? Oh, boy, Mama. And then we can marry them, and then we can love them, and then we can kill them.
Pee-wee, don't want to murder him.
What? What? I want to gamble, Mom.
I won't
give me
love.
That gamble
I won't
money.
Love, Pee-wee.
All right, fine.
I need to go. I've been finger-banging myself way too long.
Y'all, she has.
Using toys.
Y'all, Debbie appropriately is 69.
I'm here for this sex positivity.
Y'all, again,
for Debbie.
We manifested this. We said we wanted her on The Single Life. You're welcome, Matt Sharp. So, I think they listen to us.
So they don't.
I don't know why you won't let us interview Sean Robinson. I've emailed her five times.
So Debbie says, I was married. Again, we don't need to be introduced to who Debbie is. She's Colt's mom. Colt and Modessa are married for 3 months now. Colt was on The Single Life last season. She was married to her husband, Harley, for 27 years. She's like, my best friend, my lover. He died 13 years ago, massive heart attack, suddenly, I believe.
It was Colt's dad.
Yeah. And and she's like, I describe myself as a helicopter mother. And that's, y'all, that is very accurate because her son is her life.
Yes, but she loves Vanessa for once, and she's happy with it.
I want to say that this is the healthiest that I've ever seen Debbie take her life.
I think she's had an about face. And I think what's happened is, because she said at the beginning, she said she's getting that butterfly tattoo. And good for her. Her first tattoo ever. She's like, it's clevering up an age spot.
It's clevering up an age spot.
But she basically gets that tattoo because she wants it. She's like, I'm like a butterfly. She's coming out of her cocoon. And I wrote, good for you.
Good for you.
Because, y'all, here's the deal, is that she is a helicopter mom.
Yeah.
And her whole life.
She's finding her new identity.
She's been totally invested in all just Colt's stuff. But guess what? Colt's now married to Vanessa. They're a couple. They're starting their life. And it's like Debbie said, it feels like this was a breakup.
Yeah. And y'all, this realization is super healthy.
And healthy because this happens to a lot of parents. Is they're like, I give my all to my kid. But y'all, that's being the selflessness of a parent. You give your all to the kid. And guess what? They fly the nest and leave you and live their life. That's part of it.
And we all know, like, I feel like still with my...
And if you're a poodle, you never call your mother enough.
With my mother, I think my mother figured out who she was aside from having children, but it took her a while.
My mother was better at that. She was, because she would actually, growing up, she would comment and she would say, I'm not going to be like so-and-so's mom and do everything for you.
Yeah.
You need to learn to do it. But she would also specifically say, she's like, and I've got my own things to do.
Yeah.
So we always knew that she had her life.
And now my mom's more of a grandmother. But she does have things that she does.
A lot of stuff she does with Muffin.
But, God. Make sure, you know, the FedEx man, she has to give her two treats or she'll get in the FedEx truck. Some of the FedEx men don't know the rules. Boy. But so she says we see pictures of her when she was younger, and we've seen them on social media. She was a Betty, y'all.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She was that Italian. She had looked, I think very she's Italian. Italian. Yeah. But she said, I haven't dated since my 30s. And she's on a dating app, which she's not really. She's like, I was catfished by a Nigerian.
She's like, yeah, she's like, I keep getting catfished. And she says, I don't have a lot of dating confidence. And I'm trying to, I did this dating app. She's like, it's terrible. She said, I'm looking for commitment. She's like, but I'm also looking for sex.
Yeah. And she enjoys sex.
She's like, I want to get mine.
I am glad she's saying that. And I think it is super brave for her to be on TV saying that.
Yes. Y'all, if you think it's weird watching Mother Debbie because it's Debbie that freaks you, grosses you out, whatever, that's fine.
That's fine.
But if you think it's weird, you're like, oh, people of this age shouldn't talk about that. I would just say, revisit some things in yourself.
You might be 70 one day, you need to get yours.
Yeah.
You need to get your pickle sucked.
Yep.
Or your starfish fucked.
Yes. Yes.
Pickle sucked or starfish fucked.
Your poop chopper.
Poop chopper. Well, that's gross. Jesus. That's the last one you can do. It's not good. So she's meeting her friends, Dawn and Audrey. Now, I feel like these are real friends.
Real friends,
she says,
yes.
She said, yeah, we go to the casino about every other week. Because you know Debbie loves a casino.
Mama, we going to have that buffet again? I want to get bigger.
Pee-wee, be careful.
Okay, man, I hope I get mac and cheese again. It's my favorite.
Pee-wee, you know we can't afford a buffet.
So, yes, she's been catfished 3 times. And she says, well, I met this one guy. She's like, connected with one person. She's like, we met. And he came over and fucked me. And y'all, Debbie just says it.
And she's like,
she owns it. She's not shy about it.
She's like, you know, I was like shaving my underarms. And she's like, I didn't also know I needed to shave down there. So Debbie, she's like, did it work out? She's like, I don't know. Hopefully. So y'all, she's like,
she said, I hope it's been so long. I hope it doesn't seal back up. And I laugh.
She then says, y'all, this guy was a terrible lay because he told me to shut up. Now,
and Debbie said, he told me to shut up. And Dawn, her friend, says, well, Debbie's always talking anyway. But
here's the thing. I will say this. When you're having sex with someone, and yes, they're talking a lot, the worst thing you can do is tell them to shut up. Now, take a page from my book and just cover their mouth.
But that's because Poodle's a talker.
I'm a talker, but when it's dirty talk, there's a lot of do you like that? Tell me how much you like that. And the play by play. So now I'm fucking you. Uh-huh. So now I'm like, this is not you're not Jim Lampley, and this is not a football game.
Well, it's funny.
Did I just get that right? His name is Jim Lampley.
I don't know.
Stop giving me a play by play.
Well, here's the deal. Is y'all. Again, remember that boom operator that Poodle fucked? Well, Poodle called him again, and we actually have the audio of Debbie getting fucked. We actually have the sex audio that we're going to play for you today. Don't ask how Poodle got it, but let's just say he couldn't walk for 3 days.
The things that I've done for y'all. Ugh.
All right, everybody.
All right, here we go. And play.
Play.
You like that, baby? You like that?
You know, I really like that. I like it when you twiddle my nipples. Twiddle my nipples.
Yeah, Mama, lots of nipples.
I like it when
you... Why are you singing like that?
Get down on my pussy.
What?
Get down on my pussy.
What do you want me to do on your pussy?
My pussy. You just go to town on it.
I don't like it.
Give me a little swirl. A little swirl with your tongue. Now, further up,
okay,
down,
can I
up,
just,
down,
okay,
up,
do I
up,
have,
down, down, right, do A, B, start.
Do I have to be directed so much? Okay, you got to shut up.
Up, up, down, down.
That's it, y'all.
Is that the Infinite Lives code in Contra?
Oh.
Well, a part of my childhood just died.
Everybody remembers where they were, if you're over the age of 40, where the day you found out Contra had an infinite lives code.
Ip, damn, damn, left, right, A, B, start.
Or up, left, up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, start. That's what it was.
Wow.
How do I, God, the things we remember.
Wow.
And I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Wow.
So, anyway where were we? That. I'm glad we heard that.
Thanks again, Poodle.
Thanks again. I did what I could.
Did what you could.
So she says, it's going to be, she's like, I'm glad the opportunity I got to have sex for the first time before I started dating after 13 years.
I'm glad
years.
I got it out of the way.
Yeah.
And so she's like, you know, maybe I'm just too used to my toys. Maybe I'm too used to my good stuff. And she's like, I love the editing of this because Debbie says, I just have to keep trying because I have a huge sex drive. Vanessa cutting a salami.
Yeah, we're having a nice charcuterie of summer sausage.
Well done. So basically, y'all.
Hickory Farms.
For
Colt and Vanessa.
You would eat it.
Yeah, I would. Colt says, they're talking about
a little bit, but
they're
yeah.
talking about sex, and we've already established that Colt needs sex like six times a day.
And basically, this isn't about them, but it's about she lives with them, and they want to live by themselves. And the whole thing is Debbie comes down there and Colt says, I don't know if this is true, but Debbie seemed really upset, like she didn't know. But Colt tells her basically that, first of all, he says,
we need our privacy.
We need our privacy. He said, we were fine when you brought that gentleman caller.
And she does
say, which is what Poodle called his people.
Had 13 gentlemen callers in one evening.
I just want to say that Colt and Poodle both call them gentlemen callers.
Well, it comes from Glass Menagerie.
And so
when Amanda Bainfield, I had 15 gentlemen callers in an afternoon. Lord.
And so Colt says to get out of the house, they drove all the way to the border just to, and so they're a bit in each. And Colt's, Debbie says, I don't care if the door's closed, I don't go and knock, and he knows not to go in there.
And interestingly enough, she's okay. She's like, well, I knew we were going to be separating a little bit. You know, going to be separating from me. Get your freedom. And Colt basically says, yeah, we're moving out in 3 months.
Yay, Mom! It's just you and me,
quiet,
Mom.
Pee-wee.
Oh, man.
Be quiet, Pee-wee.
She's not going to like this one.
So I did say, if this wasn't scripted, this was a really crappy way to tell her this.
It was a really cruel way.
I feel like this, to me, from what we saw before, this felt massaged.
I think it did. However, Debbie's pissed and kind of like teary pissed.
Yeah, it's sad.
She goes up there and she calls her own son a fucking bastard.
Well,
there's a love.
There's
a Debbie we know. You just start to feel for her, and then she's calling her son a fucking bastard. And like, oh, there
and she
is.
Keeps saying, I'm going to be thrown out in the street. She's not going to be thrown out in the street.
But that is a normal, or that is a common fear with people
she feels like she's being rejected.
Because look, Colt has a good job. Colt makes decent
I guess he
money.
Does.
Yeah, I mean, he works in tech and pro. He has a good job, especially now that the pandemic, because I think the pandemic kind of hurt him a little, because he works like with casinos and things like that. But
tech and casinos.
That's all coming back, especially tech. And like, he's got a job security. He has a nice house in Vegas. Y'all, she doesn't pay rent.
No.
As far as we know, Debbie just lives off Social Security and probably her ex-husband's Social Security.
I'm sure that Colt will give her money.
So he's going to, but she's thinking like this, I don't know. Hopefully this doesn't drive a wedge between her and Vanessa.
Well, what should have...
She said, though, Colt got married and didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Now he's telling me, this isn't the Colt I know.
Ugh. What should have happened is he said, so the lease is up soon, Mom. We're going to spend the next 3 months looking for places. We're going to help you.
We're going to help you.
Because what it sounded like was, yep, we're moving out in 3 months.
Find it.
You're off to your own devices.
Yeah.
I doubt that was that either they told her for the reaction or that really, even as shitty as Colt's been, I don't think he would do that.
She'll be fine. Y'all, I don't think it's super hard to find apartments in Vegas.
No.
But maybe it is. Come at us, Vegas sissies.
All right. Shall we move on to our...
Oh, we're not that long.
I think my least favorite person we've had in several years.
I wrote a lot about her.
I don't know. Jesse's pretty far down the list, but this...
We're talking about Stephanie, y'all. It's time to talk about Stephanie.
I want to reiterate...
Stephanie and Erica.
I want to reiterate that I think a lot of... A lot of times we watch 90 Day Fiancé, especially the regular seasons, so that we will empathize and we will root for couples to stay together. Mm-hmm. We'll watch them fight through things.
Mm-hmm.
I think this version of the show, this season, is kind of a troll season. I feel like that now the producers will say we cast them because they're compelling. No,
it feels a little bit more documentarian style. Like we're just showing you some of these people that are horrible people.
Yeah, and
but it's good.
I can't imagine anyone who really was a big Stephanie fan.
A lot of people didn't like her.
Yeah,
a lot of people didn't like her.
You have Jesse and Jennifer, and then you've got. He should not be named, who we're not even covering. And
Sinjin will be weird to see because Sinjin, first season, Sinjin was kind of into Nia, looked horrible, but then the second season of their season of Happily Ever After, Sinjin looked pretty gross.
Yep, we're going to have to see what happens with that.
So we're going to have to see.
And we've heard.
I think Artania is dating a woman now.
Good for her.
Rumored. Somebody's like, I can't believe it.
I can.
I know. They're like, Carl, I think she's with a woman.
She's had that vibe as soon as she met us.
Shooter's just looking down, looking up at Mom and just shaking his head like that. I'm blind and I still can tell.
I'm blind like truffles.
Yes, but I know.
So let's talk about Stephanie. Y'all, she's watching baking videos because that's her porn. This is another person, you guys. If you don't remember who Stephanie is, she created this YouTube persona.
We don't. That's what it's. We don't remember who Stephanie is because we don't know who she is.
That's very true. But so she's created this YouTube
this
persona,
sultry, very sexualized,
confident
YouTube persona, but
sex positive, and that could not be further from who she is in real life.
And I'm not faulting her for that in a way. And I'll talk about this later, but sometimes the way that she opens up about her uncomfortable with sexuality, I think a lot of women and some men
I agree.
But that's kind of the only little like bit of humanity I feel like we get of her.
And I think it's good that we're seeing someone who's younger, who's been celibate for a while, who wants to talk about it. Because there are other people out there who are the same way.
Celibate,
And they're trying to get out of, they're like, how do I end this celibacy without and where I'm going to tell someone?
Yep.
How do I do this? This is a great moment. I wish it was a different spokesperson.
Yeah. I mean, it is like, I mean, Poodle, you do that. You don't have as much sex as you let put on the podcast. That's just an act, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. It's, all an exaggeration. Yeah. Oh, my. Phone's going off.
Pick up your phone and look at your grinder.
Had three notifications.
Yo, his grinder literally went off.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I agree.
Just like
though.
Stephanie.
I wish she had another, but anyway.
I wish she had a different personality. Well, here's the thing. We talked a little bit about her. We talked about this on her season with Erica, that the problem with Stephanie is that she doesn't think that the duality between who she is on her YouTube videos and who she is as a person, she doesn't feel that she needs to explain that.
She
just expects people to roll with it, which is what happened with Erica. Erica thought she was very sexually kind of opinionated and very wanting physical touch, which is what she talked about in her YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. And
Erica was completely, used this word earlier, she felt completely bamboozled by her and just lied to. And, you know, here's the deal, though, with Stephanie. You might disagree with me on this, but, well, I don't think you will. Y'all, she's kind of a star. She is. I think she has that.
I agree.
She's a performer. She's a performer, but that's also the problem. You feel like she's always performing. But she gives these great one-liners of like, some people like cock, I like cake.
She is much more relatable than Jessica or Jennifer.
Much more
relatable. She's not
Jessica. You mean Jesse?
Did I say Jessica?
Yeah,
Jesse. Thank you.
Yeah.
I graduated and went to elementary school with two friends who were named Jessica and Jennifer, and they were friends, and they went everywhere to get to
each other. Are they friends now?
No.
Oh. Well, that's sad.
We had like four Jennifers, and there was just thing. Jennifer and Jessica are having this.
We had a lot of Jennifers and Jessica.
Yeah. That was the name.
What's the name?
So. She's basically saying she's still doing that her whole... She's like...
And she's been single for a year and a half now.
And she hasn't had sex for 2.5 years, I believe, right?
And she said... That's what she said. I feel like in real life, I feel like a potato. And now, look, I do like that she's... Y'all, she's beautiful and she's very curvy. And she has a beautiful body. So I do think that there is this expectation of women in society of when you look like that, you should know how to be... Because this is what images tell us, that women are so aware and they're able to be so. So again, I like the themes. I just, like you said, I just don't like the theme giver.
And the way she talks about it is kind of putting herself in martyrdom.
You kind of think though, but maybe she's turned a leaf, or maybe we're going to finally see the real person.
And I don't think she's a bad person.
No, not at all.
Because I think on Pillow Talk with her and her mom, you see some authentic things.
She doesn't feel like she has to perform.
No, because her mom's really funny.
She can just be herself on Pillow Talk. She's much more likable on that.
And
her mom is really funny. But here's the deal. I think this will collaborate what you're trying to say. Y'all, I kind of thought, okay, I'm going to give her another chance. She seems a little less insufferable. She's still talking about, but she seems kind of like she's being tongue in cheek. Like she gets that she's kind of a joke, almost like the way maybe Darcy or someone understands that. And then she goes on this date with this poor guy, David. She goes on this date, and maybe this is the editing, but she never once asked this guy a question about himself. She talks about herself the entire date, and it is nauseating.
And she doesn't just talk about herself. She bombs him with all of these things him run for the hills.
Y'all, if you go on a date with somebody, they're like, oh, my God. They laugh at something. They're like, oh, my gosh. Everybody says I have such a weird laugh.
I hate my laugh.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so weird. Oh, my gosh. I'm. If you're going on a date with an Imer, do not go on a second date with
him. Amen.
So
this guy is cute. He's just regular. I'm like, this.
He's got some DSLs.
I agree. So she tells him right away, she's like, I should tell you that I'm bisexual. I'm fine with that. I think there might have been an easier way to talk about that, like when you talk about your relationships.
Yeah.
Instead of defining yourself right away as a bisexual.
Yeah.
And she says, she's talking about, I don't know if she says this to him. Maybe she does. I can see this. She's like, the female form just excites me more than the male form. Like, you know, those balls. And then she says, I wrote down exactly. She's talking about everything she likes and what she likes sexually and what she likes with guys or girls. And he's just sitting here, like, trying to absorb.
He's just, like, going, whoa. I wore my new Allbirds for this.
I haven't worn anything but Under Armour in 3 months.
Exactly.
And she's like, she didn't say this. She said this in the moment.
In the moment.
I just found out that when a guy's having doggy-style sex with you, he can see your butthole.
But see, that... If she was like those little things that she says, I just realized a guy can see your butthole. I don't want them looking at my butthole. If she was less self-centered, it would make her. That's like a funny like thing she could say. It would be like, oh my God, I never thought about that either.
But she's being honest about that.
But she says, y'all, I think Stephanie read Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, and she thinks that's the way to figure out because she's. flat out says, it's just women are so overcritical and analyze everything, and men just don't do that. And look, can women be more critical? Possibly, but also maybe that's because society tells women to overanalyze everything.
Yeah.
And because they're women and they're getting sexually harassed, like they have a lot more shit to deal with men. But the way she just puts these two sexes in a binary.
Yeah. Well, I think she's performing at that point.
She's performing the whole time.
She's performing like she's on YouTube and she says she tells him about Erica. And I think she even said this in her In the Moment. Erica expected this very sexual, very entertaining person.
Because that's what you are on YouTube.
And
probably that's what you were on text. And you probably were that on the phone.
Exactly.
You were hiding behind. And then, y'all, even if it's video chat, this is why I say I am not a big proponent of, obviously, you want to assess your safety, go to a public place for a first date. But, meeting somebody on app, I don't like this like 3 weeks of getting to know someone because I just feel, but it's different. This is a man speaking. It's different when you're a woman and you want to make sure you're safe.
Yeah.
But there's,
what if it's long distance?
But that's like different. They were. If it's forced long distance, but there's just, but maybe just because we're in LA and we have a lot of performers here, but I think a lot of people, even small towns, they delay it and delay it and delay it, and then you meet them in person, and they're nothing like what you've even talked to on Zoom.
I'll talk to someone on the phone after let's say, if we've texted back and forth for a week, 7 or 10 days.
I think that's fine, but there's some people, I remember when I was online dating, it would be like a week, and I would say, hey, we should jump on a call or maybe go to a coffee. And they're like, I just want to talk online. And I would say,
oh, that would give you that.
They're not, because there's people that want these like online chat relationships.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I think that's what Stephanie wanted. She didn't want a real relationship. She wasn't ready for it.
I feel like they're, and not to disparage you and yours, I feel like they give you clues earlier that that's what they want.
Possibly. But that's learning.
Yeah.
The clues of when you're dating, you know, and so
because someone who is interested, who's in my experience, this is I'll give you my secrets. If someone I usually
that's it.
If I'm going to, I let them know immediately that I'm interested by saying let's take it off this app by text.
Yeah,
that's how they know.
Yeah,
And then. If they're not going to, they just only want to chat.
Yeah, I agree. That's how I learned too. I would give them my phone number and say, give me a text or call. And nothing. If they never use my phone.
Great.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the first kind of show your cards.
Yeah.
And that's what I would tell you guys to do if you were worried about those endless little texts. And then to me, there are people who do that way early. Like you'll have five text back and forth, like, you want to talk offline? I'm like, no,
but a week is a good time.
Oh, like, yeah, plenty of time.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree. Yeah, I would have told you when you're online dating, you need to, if you're getting someone who doesn't want to talk to you.
I didn't do a lot of online dating though. I started to do that and then it became really popular and then I got in a relationship, so I haven't done it a lot. I mean, I'm hooking up, that's a different thing.
Yeah,
that was, you know, you just put out the bat signal.
But what you're saying is online for me, I never really saw the dividing line between online dating and apps and hookup apps.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were seeing it as two different things. I think they were all the same things for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't think of it as like a courtship ritual. I was just thinking whoever I talked to, mm-hmm. and then it would lead to from there.
Yeah.
So I think it's whatever you. I think if you go into online dating looking for right away a relationship,
yeah,
I think that's I think you just need to go in there to meet people.
Yeah,
if you're going, this is going to be my next relationship. It's not going to go well for you, honey. That's just my two cents.
Darcy's learned that one.
So let's keep talking about this date. So she says, she's like, I felt terrible after the relationship, and she says, I don't know. She even tells him, I don't know how to even like hug anymore. You know, I'm basically a virgin. I've been celibate for 2.5 years. Again, she is bombing this guy.
Bombing him with everything about her.
Because you know why? She's trying to make him run away.
Yeah. Because
textbook.
We found out later, she's not that interested in him.
No.
She probably saw him and she was like, oh, I'm not really into this. And she even says, kind of at the end of the day,
this chilled my blood.
Instead of saying, you know what, I've enjoyed this. Instead of for us dating, I'm more interested in just like us being some type of friends.
I was so grossed out by this.
She's like, oh my God, we're going to be best friends. And you see
and
David
his
go.
Face.
Y'all,
she just decreed what she wanted the friendship to be. This is, number one, this is insensitive.
Be direct. Be kind.
And
tell
it
people
wasn't
what
kind.
You think. It wasn't kind. She was trying to be nice and actually was cruel.
Yeah. Oh, it was so awful.
Now, we should say that she partly why she was celibate is that she had like a, it wasn't a cancer.
A plastic
she,
anemia.
Yeah, and so it dealt with her bone marrow. And so she's
the
talked
meds
about
made her go into almost a menopause.
She said she was very like super vaginally dry. A lot. She just had no sex drive.
And she's in remission now for her aplastic anemia, which is a great thing.
So much that she's.
We're proud for her.
Good for her. And she's having brunch with Sanders and Heather. Y'all remember
the
Sanders
drunk
and
friends from the
drunk friends from the tell-all?
Who were basically screaming and drunk
just
there
like, hey!
To Erica and her friends.
They were really, really drunk. And
they
so
were awful.
They, she tells them she didn't steal a spark, but y'all, Stephanie's doing something that you should never do. I'm going to say this right now, and I have really strong opinions about this. If you find a hairstylist that you like,
I agree with this.
That cuts your hair well,
I agree with this.
You do not fuck where you get your hair cut.
Amen.
Do you know how hard it is to find a good stylist? Because her hair looks great.
I wrote down, don't fuck your hairstylist, girl. This is a terrible, terrible idea.
Because good luck. Good luck. Because not every city has a Vidal Sassoon Academy. Do you know how hard it's going to be to find someone to cut your hair well?
This was...
And do a good color. Because her hair looks great.
She is just, I feel
and
like.
And not only is it her hairstylist, it's her best friend's hairstylist.
So she would fuck up.
So
she would fuck up her friend
as
well.
She's gonna fuck up a lineage of good hair. I don't care if you live in New York City.
You know,
it is really hard to find someone to cut your hair well.
I love how adamant you are about this, and I totally agree with
this
you.
This upset me.
I'm
done.
I wrote this
idiot.
Down. You can just tell that Stephanie second guesses
everything
in her life, and she polls all of her friends, and
she needs constant validation from her friends on what type of sandwich to get from Jimmy's Deli.
And she even says, I love this hairstyle because she's a tomboy and she's feminine, but we were so. Then she says the date that she went on was actually a photo shoot for her YouTube thing. We took a bath together. So this girl probably didn't even think it was a date.
This is what.
She's so frustrating to me.
You know what kind of, and just maybe just because experience and just working with people. And so I don't want to put this out there like I'm making like a therapist declaration on this because this is her life. But there is like signs like. Either Stephanie's had like PTSD,
especially with
or like sexual abuse,
because
the way she jumps to that and the way she, I just wonder if it's something deeper.
You know, especially when it talked about touching and intimacy and contact.
Yeah, I only bring this up because I want people that watch this, if they're seeing this in other people, to have empathy for them.
Yeah,
that maybe it's not that they're weird or they're going through, but there could be something deeper. But it's. It's a checklist, the telltale signs of someone who's experienced
or emotional neglect as a child.
Yeah, it's
that's
check,
what
check, 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 check.
I was thinking. It's just
or had a strong figure that completely abandoned them in their life.
There's a lot of unprocessed trauma with Stephanie.
Yes,
yeah.
And so I just think I do hold a bit of maybe that's why a bit of empathy for her because I just don't think we know.
I'm
the story.
Giving her another shot, but. It's going to be a hard slog, I'm going to tell you now, because she does everything so wrong.
Yeah.
And
y'all, that's not the end of her. There's more that happened in this episode, because they put so much in this episode.
And I just wrote down, she's, when I was talking about polling her friends, she is not an active participant in her life.
Yeah, that's what you
she meant. Is not driving the car of her life.
And being an active participant, what Jake means by that, one of those things is making decisions and accepting where the chips fall on right. based on your own decisions. You might not make the best decisions, but you make them and you learn from
those
decisions.
But she refuses to make a decision.
Yes.
She refuses to act and then blames herself for it. And because she's afraid of the repercussions.
Yeah.
The worst thing that could happen is some type of failure.
That's the only thing that I think is interesting about watching Stephanie and probably why we get so...
I find it very frustrating.
Triggered, frustrating by her is because we all have parts of ourselves. Stephanie is like sometimes that inside critic that we hear talking to.
Oh, yeah.
But we know it's an inside critic. With Stephanie, it's just all out there. And she's just, she is complete, always, like you said, always evaluating and devaluing Ugh. Herself. And I think we've all been there. So maybe we can learn to be kinder to ourselves by watching Stephanie. I don't know.
Great. I as long as we find something good out of her.
So what did you think of her sex therapist, Ashley?
I felt...
Y'all, because she's driving she's home having, to Connecticut.
She's being a sex coach.
And she's stopping to her sex... But again, how Stephanie describes her sex coach, she's like, I'm meeting this really hot woman, this sexy... And I went... Okay, I get it.
It's not Red Shoe Diaries.
But the fact that she sexualizes everything, yep. but then when you call her on the sexual, she can't say that I can't deal with it. That's a...
It really does feel like someone who's been sexually abused.
Yeah, that is where I was like...
And I'm like you. I don't want to speculate about it. But all of those signs there, you guys, where they're fine with things in a virtual reality space.
I'm not judging it. Yeah. I'm saying see it, y'all. See it in other people. See it in yourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe you're acting this way because you've gone through some trauma.
Yeah. But she tells the sex therapist, and I feel like the woman here is, she's trying to do things good. She's a little...
I liked, some things I didn't.
She's a little jargony.
She is a little jargony.
And she talks about...
And she also seems to be a little bit of like, I get a therapist is supposed to support you, whatever. But y'all, as a therapist, I can be supportive to my patients.
But
that's
also,
when I used to practice.
You can be real with them.
I can be supportive, but also call them on their shit yeah. because that's support.
Did you notice that she said, so what you're looking for is a real authentic connection with another person? And I wrote down, good luck.
Good luck.
Stephanie needs years of therapy trying to work on authenticity for herself.
Because
hear that, everybody.
That's what I want.
If you want a relationship with an authentic person, you have to be an authentic person.
Yes, because Stephanie says, when I get physical with someone, I go into panic mode. And I went, that's very common. That happens to a lot of people. And you know why that happens? Because they're insecure with herself.
Right.
I actually do love the exercise she gave her. Because I bet this is going to make her uncomfortable.
Oh, would make anyone uncomfortable.
Of getting your jollies in front of a mirror or filming yourself. But for some people, you say a mirror.
Yeah.
But filming herself, getting off, but then seduce yourself and then having to watch it.
Can you imagine?
That is a really uncomfortable thing. But I will say, if you're not, I remember my own therapist asking me to do a certain similar thing of this. If you're not uncomfortable, if this makes you bristle, then you should try it.
I'm fine. Thanks.
Well, you've watched yourself a lot. You have a lot of video of you getting pounded like a windmill in a tornado.
Oh, there's that time in Mallorca. Yeah. Toronto.
Y'all, he's like that. You're like that.
Con.
You're like that old mill in Fantasia.
I don't need to do that. Now, I will say maybe it's to make it real for her, some type of physical intimacy.
Yeah.
Maybe that would help her.
Maybe.
Like I say, I think that's a fine thing to do. I think that would be very hard for most people.
I do, but I think it's this how can you said it, and I'm rephrasing what you said. But how can you be intimate with other people if you can't be intimate with yourself?
I agree. I think there's a difference between being able to be intimacy, able to be intimate with yourself, and be able to take it seriously, than watching a film like
another,
of yourself.
That's true. But another exercise in that is, how often do you masturbate to yourself or your fantasies, or just noticing, like, oh, my nipples are hard, or my penis is erect. That looks hot.
Well,
or do you always have to have porn?
That's true. But could it not be, instead of watching a film, could it not to be, let me note things while I'm pleasuring myself?
That's what I'm saying. The noticing. I'm noticing my body.
Yeah, that.
I'm noticing my leg looks nice. My arm looks hot.
That, to me, is the step before that.
I agree. But I think she wanted to, because she's on TV.
I get it.
But also, yeah. It is different for Stephanie, because Stephanie is someone who films herself.
That's true.
So she's probably filming herself and never... It's that whole Dolly Parton trifecta of the three parts of self. She probably never watches herself and thinks that's her.
She probably just thinks that's a
character. So for her, I think it's good exercise.
It's kind of disassociative, isn't it?
It's dissociative. That's all it is. Yeah.
It is.
So it's, how do we integrate these selves?
I feel for her.
I do too.
I think she would be a nightmare of a person to have in your life.
Oh, yeah. This is why I really, honestly, except for Jesse and Jennifer, which I don't think we're going to learn anything about ourselves, the rest of the people I was super interested in, because I think it's still TLC. I guess we're supposed to learn something from
this. I'm going to love hate watching Natalie. I'm not going to learn anything. Yeah. I think I might learn something from watching Stephanie. Yeah. And Debbie.
I agree with you. You're right. We are calling it now a Reality Gaze proclamation. Mother Debbie is the heart of this show.
Ugh, who knew? That's the show. This has been long.
We're going to get some antacid, and then we've got to plan our live show shit, y'all.
That's 90 minutes.
I know. They normally won't be this long, but there's just a lot of kind of like blah, blah, blah people to talk about. All right, everybody. Fuck the announcements. We've got to go. Go to realitygaze.com. I almost said people. Poodle. We call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts? Can we get McDonald's? I'm hungry. I want a Big Mac.
And if you're on the beach and you want to, I go wonder. You call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.